to be funny in 5 easy steps by Matt Ho, the second city in Chicago. One of the first things we teach people when they come to Second City is to stop trying to be funny, which might seem odd for a comedy institution. We do it to dispel a myth about humor. Many people think being funny is about telling a good joke, but unless you are a professional comedian, that's actually the last thing you should worry about. Funny is a state of mind, not a well-delivered punchline. And yes, you can learn to increase your funny factor, unless you're a robot. Robots do not get humor. Here's how to start bringing out your inner comedian. Number 1, observe the world. Funny people have a knack for seeing things other people miss. They notice how people behave and what is great or messed up about the world around them. And at the highest level, this is how The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert have thrived. They observe the world and make fun of it. Number 2, work your funny bone. Want to be more witty and off the cuff? Take an improv class. Want to hone your storytelling skills? Write something every day, but please don't start a blog. Learn to say yes and. Those two words are the bedrock of our artistic process. Creative thinking is much easier when we listen to, accept, and build off of each other's ideas. Number 4, use silly words. Pepper your daily banter with words such as squeegee, flapjacks, and pontoon boat. These words won't necessarily make you funnier, but they're fun to say and hear. Number 5, get over yourself. When we take ourselves too seriously, we become defensive, dismissive, and closed to new ideas. Humor comes much more naturally when we abandon our ego and the fear that drives it. Rare is the funny person who cannot first laugh at himself.